There are 90 days in a quarter. And when you think about each quarter as if it were a full year, you approach your goals quite a bit differently. First, it makes everything feel so much more achievable because you're looking at smaller pieces of the pie instead of the whole thing.
I'm Amy Porterfield, ex-corporate girl turned CEO of a multi-7-figure business. But it wasn't all that long ago that I lacked the confidence, the budget, and the time to focus on growing my small but mighty business. Fast forward past many failed attempts and lessons learned, and you'll see the business I have today, one that changes lives and gives me more freedom than I ever thought possible, one that used to only exist as a daydream. I created the Online Marketing Made Easy podcast to give you simple, actionable, step-by-step strategies to help you do the same. If you're an ambitious entrepreneur or one in the making who's looking to create a business that makes an impact and a life you love, you're in the right place, friend. Let's get started.
Hey there, friend. Welcome back to Online Marketing Made Easy. I cannot believe that we are at the end of quarter one. Holy cow, time has been going by so quickly. And in the spirit of kicking off quarter two with a bang, I wanted to share with you the strategy for goal setting and productivity that will help you achieve more in 2024 with less stress. And the reason I want to share this strategy now is that sometimes when we set really big goals and we have a lot of ambition at the start of the year, it could dwindle off pretty quickly. So now that we're at the end of quarter one, I want to regroup, recalibrate a bit in terms of the goals you've set and the big dreams you have for this year. So I think this episode is coming at the perfect time. Now, this strategy is used by some incredibly successful entrepreneurs, and I've been in some great mastermind sessions lately with my peers, and this strategy has been a popular topic of discussion. Now, before we dive in, you should know that this episode is actually broken up into two parts. In this first part, I'm going to share what this is all about, what the strategy is all about, and how I think about it in my own business and in my own life, just to give you a real life example. And in the second part of this episode, which will air March 26th, you'll hear exactly how you can implement it into your own business, your own life. Now, the first big piece of this strategy is all about shifting how you're looking at the goals that you've set for this year. Now, obviously, there are 365 days in a year, right? That's a fact. And most people will set goals and they'll say, okay, I've got 365 days to hit this yearly goal that I set. But if you ask that same question to highly productive and successful entrepreneurs, they would say that there are actually 90 days in a year. Whoa, hold on. 90 days in a year? How so? Well, there are 90 days in a quarter. And when you think about each quarter as if it were a full year, you approach your goals quite a bit differently. First, it makes everything feel so much more achievable because you're looking at smaller pieces of the pie instead of the whole thing. So the things that seem daunting or overwhelming or even impossible, aka those big yearly scary goals, can be accomplished gradually by taking on just a little at a time. And when you divide things up into bite-sized pieces, it's far less overwhelming than taking on everything at once. So when you're setting your big goals, you're going to divide up those goals per quarter. Every 90 days, you're going to take a chunk out of that goal versus saying, I've got all year to hit this goal, because I promise you, you're going to operate a whole lot differently with this 90-day mindset. Second, when you look at your quarter as the whole year, you can make quicker decisions and can pivot faster. This is a big one for me, because if you get to the end of the year and things didn't go the way you wanted them to go, well, there's nothing you can do. You are looking at your year-end results. But every quarter, so let's say the end of quarter one, if you're going for something very specific, if it works, great, you can do more of that, or you can move on to take another chunk of that goal and really focus on it. But if it didn't work out as planned, now you can choose a different track. You're able to pivot early on to ensure that you absolutely will hit that big goal by the end of the year. So there's room for recalibration. There's room for looking at something differently. There's room for pivoting if every quarter you had a very specific goal related to a big yearly goal and you could say, did I hit it or not? So it's a whole different mindset. So that's the first part of this, approaching each quarter like it's a full year. Now, the second part of it focuses on five very specific things that you're going to zero in on each quarter. Now, I first learned about this online where people were just talking about it in general. I saw a lot of Instagram reels and TikToks from really reputable people breaking this down, but I can't figure out where it originated. So we've done our research. I think that there's little pieces of this from maybe a lot of different people. But if anybody out there knows, oh, that is exactly from this book or this person, please let me know and I will insert that into this episode and give credit where credit is due. But we're thinking that the ideas I'm going to share with you here kind of came together through a lot of people and a lot of different resources. So here it is. The first thing that you want to think about is your internal self-awareness and improvement. This is all about doing the inner work. What needs to be healed and improved, or what needs to be fixed? It requires that you get really honest with yourself. So if you're in therapy, some of this is likely going to come up. Definitely it has for me. So the way I've improved my self-awareness is that I have a therapist, I do business coaching, and I journal. And so I'm constantly looking at areas where I feel frustrated or I feel less than or things maybe are triggering me. And I try to approach that from not blaming anybody else, but looking inward. And I've really learned a lot about myself. So I did a lot of work on myself through 2022 and 2023. And I am going to continue that in 2024. But when I look at the end of each quarter, when I look at these five things, I'm starting with internal self-awareness and improvement and making sure I'm constantly doing the inner work and working on myself. So that's number one. The second area of focus is the external self. That's all about caring for your physical body. And one thing I have really focused on in the last 2.5 years would be my health. Not just losing weight. And I know if you look at me, you know that I've lost weight over the last 2 years, but more importantly, anti-aging and overall focus. And I just want to be at my optimal best. And also, I am getting older. So I'm in my mid-40s and menopause is going to be happening. And so I've been studying what that looks like and what does it look like to be in perimenopause and hormone therapy. Like I've been looking at it all, biohacking. So my interest in my overall health has skyrocketed. And to be quite honest, there's probably part of me that's vain in that because I'm getting older. And so I don't want to look older on camera. I don't want to feel older in my business. In my business, I am the second oldest. There's only one person, and she's the gal who's been with me the longest on the team, which is really cool. That's a little bit older than me. Other than that, I'm the second oldest. So it feels like my team is very young. And so that kind of has me at a heightened focus of like, I just want to feel great and I want to look great. And so my external self is something that I focus on. I am now working with a personal trainer 3 days a week in my garage, lifting heavy weights. That's something that's totally new to me over the last almost year now, which is pretty cool. And I also have surrounded myself with people, this is key, who value taking care of their physical bodies, like really value focusing on anti-aging and being their very best at whatever age. And that is really inspiring to me. So I make my physical body a priority, something I can't say that I've done all my life, but over the last few years, I feel like I have this area locked in and I would love to even get better at it. We are online marketers, which means we have unique needs. And there are so many options out there for paid media. Sometimes it's hard to figure out where should you go to reach your ideal audience. But here's the thing. Have you thought about LinkedIn ads. LinkedIn ads empowers marketers with solutions for you and your customers, and it allows you to build the right relationships and drive results and reach your customers with meaningful content. You do not want to sleep on LinkedIn ads. And here's the thing, 79% of content marketers said LinkedIn produces the best results for paid media. I hear it from so many of my peers, and I know you're doing important work. And with that, you want to make sure that the work you're doing is getting in front of the right people. And that's what LinkedIn ads will allow you to do. So let your marketing efforts connect with the right audience and get a $100 credit on your next campaign. So if you go to linkedin.com/Amy, you can get that $100 credit. So that's linkedin.com/Amy. Terms and conditions apply. I know you're focused on marketing and selling your digital products, but I know many of you also have physical products, and I want to talk about Shopify. Shopify is a user-friendly commerce platform that helps you, my dear online entrepreneur, build an online store and make more sales at any stage of your business. They're the force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, Brooklinen, and millions of other businesses at every size. Let me tell you why Shopify is an online entrepreneur's dream platform. It's because it helps turn your browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout experience. In fact, it converts 36% better compared to other leading e-commerce platforms. Yeah, loving that. And I don't know about you, but as an online entrepreneur, my customer's experience, especially when it comes to checking out, is so important. Plus, not only do they support your customers, they support you as the entrepreneur. Shopify's award-winning help desk is there to support your success through every question and every step of the way. There's a reason Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/madeeasy. All lowercase. So go to shopify.com/madeeasy now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. That's shopify.com/madeeasy. Now, the third area of focus, something I think about every quarter I reevaluate in this area, is your current experience. So this one was new to me when I read about it, but basically, the goal here is to take a hard look at yourself, your business, your life outside of work, and evaluate it. Like, what is working? What can we do more of that is working? What is not working? What are the dead weight kind of things that you might want to eliminate? Like your current experience, what's happening in your life right now? And this is where you have to be really present and just take inventory. You can look at these different things through a lens of your business and your personal life. I think you should do both. And just ask yourself, what is making me feel really great? What am I gravitating toward in the best possible way? What am I avoiding? Or what am I doing in my personal life or business life that I'm just like dreading and it's bringing me down? As a leadership team, we meet once a quarter and we're always talking about in the very beginning of the meeting, what's working, what's not working. And what do we need to eliminate? Like, this is something that we do every quarter anyway with my leadership team, but also I want to do it more internally for my own life and just how I navigate through the business. But by asking these questions and being really honest with ourselves, it helps to get crystal clear on our path forward. Now, speaking of our path forward, the fourth area of focus is your future experience. What do you envision for your future that lights you up? What sort of experience do you want to have in your life? How do you want to show up as your future self? Like, what are the things that are absolutely unacceptable for your future self that you're currently doing? And how do you want to be as your future self? Like the person that's going after a $1 million business, how does she show up? And the kicker here is once you get clear on these things, what's most important is you start doing them now. You might not have what you want right now. You might not be who you want to be right now, but you have to start doing the habits of someone who is already, let's say, making $1 million with their digital course in their business. Acting now as your future self is very powerful. So it was interesting. I was having a challenge with a team member not long ago, and I was talking to my business coach about this, and my business coach said, the person that has built the kind of business you want to build and is the kind of leader that you want to be in the future, would she care about this? Would she really be letting this get her down? And I realized, absolutely not. And I don't want to go down a rabbit hole, but I don't know where I was or what I was doing that I learned this lesson. I must have been listening to just a random podcast in the car when I was driving home the other day, because it feels like just recently. But someone that I really trust, and I feel terrible that I don't even remember where this came from, but I've been flooding myself with really inspiring podcasts lately because I've gotten off of true crime, which is like a drug that I've really had some withdrawals from. I mean, not 100%. I'll still watch Dateline with Hobie and once in a while, but I'm not listening to true crime every day like I was. I realized it was such low vibe. Like, what am I doing? As much as I love it, it's just not good for me. And what's so interesting, this is really a rabbit hole, but what's so interesting is Hobie went on a ski trip not long ago, and I was home for 3 nights alone. And we live in a pretty big house and it makes a lot of noises. And usually when Hobie's gone, I am scared. I cannot sleep. I'm up until 2 a.m. I feel really on edge. I didn't have any of that when he's been gone at all. I slept like a baby. So I really think that has to do with not hearing murder every day in my ears. So imagine that. Anyway, to get back to this, I was listening to this podcast. I don't know what it was, but I just remember the person that was talking on the podcast saying, most of the stuff doesn't matter. Most of the stuff that we worry about and we think about and we make it drama in our lives, and she said this or he said that or this is happening, most of it doesn't matter. And for someone like me, I am a natural worrier. This person, I wish I could remember who was talking, is absolutely right. So when things come up in my business or my personal life, but usually my business is more dramatic than my personal life, I ask myself, am I going to really care about this in a year? And my future self, is she really going to worry about this? Or is there more important things that she could focus on? It's just a little exercise that has helped me immensely. Okay, so your future experience, very important. Who do you want to be? Can you show up as that person now? And then finally, number 5, expansion. The key to this one is you don't get to do it right away. So you don't get to have expansion right away. So I just went through the 5 things. I'll review them in a minute. But I thought this one was so interesting because people just want a fast track right to their reward. I know I do. I'd love to snap my fingers and I'm right where I want to be. But we have to be patient, right? So for example, in my own business, having the ability to work a 4-day work week didn't happen overnight. And I wish I would have done it earlier. And I think I could have done it earlier, but I'm talking about easing into it. It was a little bit rocky at first. There were literally some employees that didn't want a 4-day work week. They just thought it was too much pressure, too intense on the 4 days that we do work. And so we really had some things that we had to work through in order to get to a point that everyone on the team is supporting the 4-day work week. So I didn't get that reward just because I said we're doing a 4-day work week. It's not like it all fell into place right away. And now I do feel like we've really expanded in the business in terms of our work culture, but it took some time. So expansion is the 5th thing that you want to think about. It's when you get the pleasure of dreaming up more and better opportunities because things are working and falling into place, but it happens after you master the first 4. So let me remind you of the first 4. Number 1, you've got to do an audit on your internal self-awareness and improvement. Where are you improving on yourself? Every single quarter, you're going to check in. You're going to say, where have I improved? Or maybe at the beginning of the quarter, this was my goal of how I wanted to be better, just personally. Did I get there? The second one is your external self, your physical body. Your third one is your current experience. What's working? What's not working? What do you need to eliminate right now? The 4th is your future experience. Who do you want to be? How do you want to show up? And can you start doing that, putting habits together now for that future self? And when those 4 things start really working on all cylinders, you're going to feel the expansion. And it's important to identify what that expansion looks like, but you just have to know you're not getting it tomorrow. So I wish I knew who created this because it wasn't me and I'm not taking credit for it, but I've seen it on so many different social channels in so many different ways that I can't pinpoint. So if you know, let me know and I'll make sure to insert it into this episode and talk about it on social. Remember, you're going to make a concerted effort to do these five things every single quarter. And at the end of each quarter, you're going to do a little quick check-in so you can see how you're tracking. And lucky for you, I'm going to give you a checklist that you can use at the end of each quarter in part two of this episode, which airs on March 26th. So make sure to tune back on March 26th. I'll give you a checklist you can download. And every quarter, you're going to do your inventory on these five things. And I'll give you some prompts to help you. All right. So I hope you love the shorty episode. And I can't wait to see you on Thursday for more entrepreneurial goodness. Same time, same place. Can't wait.